what do you get when you mix a manatee and a human?
I don't know. What?
A humanity.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Talk Radio.
This warm water's just right for me, beneath the mangrove tree, swaying side to side, for me, down here, swimming with my friends. We kind of look like cows with no legs. The shallow sea, the only place to be a manatee.
Right here on the Children's Hour, singing about the topic of the day today, manatees. I'm Katie Stone. I'm delighted to be with everyone in listener land and all of these great kids on Zoom. Hello, kids crew.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
And who do we have with us today?
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Beth.
Hi, it's Sonia.
Hi, it's Ethan.
Hi, it's Ollie May.
Hi, it's Luminata.
Hi, it's Melissa.
It is Cade.
Hi, it's Daniel.
I'm so glad you're all with us today. And, you know, today we're going to be talking about manatees. Do you know anything about manatees, really?
Well, I know that they live at some places in the sea and they look kind of like cows.
Sea cows or something to do with manatees. Anybody else? Have you ever heard of manatees or seen manatees?
I went to visit one at an aquarium out in Clearwater. So that's kind of fun.
You've actually been to the Clearwater Marine Aquarium?
Yeah, right when winter was around still and hope.
That is so cool. In fact, that's who we're going to be talking with today. We're going to be talking with Andrea Herman. She's the senior team lead of the education wing of the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, where you have seen a manatee, Melissa. This is the Children's Hour, and this episode comes with a learning guide. It meets national education standards. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode called Manatees.
Oh, the sky is a cloudy ocean full of creatures that fly so free. But a poor seahorse would be way off course and would rather be in the sea. Oh, the desert is a sandy ocean full of creatures that play hide and seek. But a squid in the sand can't stay hidden and it would rather be in the sea. Oh, the jungle is a woody ocean full of creatures that swing tree to tree. But a dolphin can't swim in the plants and would rather be in the sea. Oh, space is a boundless ocean full of creatures that we can't see. But an octopus in weightlessness would still rather be in the sea. Oh, the night is a silent ocean full of creatures that sleep. But a great white shark prefers a watery dark and would rather be in the sea. Oh, the sea is an oceany ocean full of creatures that live in the deep. And there's nowhere that they would hang their hats if it wasn't to be in the sea. It's got to be in the sea. They just want to be in the sea. It's got to be in the sea. Look and see what you can see in the sea.
That's Casper Baby Pants. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and with us today on the show is Andrea Herman. She is the senior team lead of the education department of the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, which is somewhere in Florida. Hello, welcome to the Children's Hour.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Where are you guys?
So we are on Clearwater Beach. So we're on the west coast of Florida, kind of middle of the state. So a little more west than Tampa.
Well, we are so excited to have you on the show today because, to be perfectly fair, I think most of us don't know anything about manatees. And I've been asking people, what do you know about manatees? And people know like this much if they're not from Florida. And when I say this much, I mean barely any. So we're really excited to have you. And I know the kids have tons of questions. I'm going to kick it off with, can you describe what is a manatee?
So manatees are Florida's largest state mammal. They are an awesome animal. Personally, manatees are near and dear to my heart. They're what got me into marine science. And they are an aquatic mammal, so they live in water and only in water. But manatees, unlike a lot of other marine mammals, they don't need to be in a marine or saltwater environment. They can live in freshwater, they can live in saltwater, or they can live in brackish water, which is a mix of both fresh and saltwater. And they can move super easily in between each type of environment. They are herbivorous, or they eat only plants, and they can eat about 10% of their body weight every single day, which is a lot of seagrass, because manatees can get really, really big. They're typically going to be about 800 to 1200 pounds, but there are some really big ones that can get to be over 3000 pounds. And they're typically going to be about 10 to 12 feet, but we do have some that can get over 13 feet.
How long do manatees live?
That is a great question. So how long can manatees live? Typically, we are finding that they can easily get into their 30s, but there was a manatee that spent their entire life in human care and was born before all of these laws. His name was Snooty, and Snooty was actually 69 years old when he sadly passed away, so they can live for a pretty long time.
Where do manatees live when it's not winter and the water is warmer?
They're going to live all across the state. So most waterways, especially if they have lots of seagrass or other plant matter, there's usually a chance that manatees can travel through there. But like you kind of mentioned, they're not going to be all across the state when our waters are really cold like they are right now.
Hmm. Interesting. So when it's winter, they're not all across the state. Where do they go?
So manatees need to be in waters above 68 degrees Fahrenheit. For anybody who lives where it's cold, that doesn't sound all that chilly, but here in Florida, that is very, very cold. And so manatees go to natural hot springs like Crystal River or Homosassa. But along the more coastal regions, there are warm water areas, and they also take advantage of humans and take advantage of our power plants, because a lot of Florida's power plants are water cooled. So they bring that cold river water into the building, and that water will cool down all of the systems and it comes out nice and warm. So manatees will go to these water outflows by these power plants to take advantage of that warm water.
What do they eat?
Most commonly, they're going to be eating seagrass. So this is a plant that lives in salt water. There's freshwater seagrass plants as well. They're also going to eat whatever other plant matter they find. So they can be eating algaes like seaweed. If the tide is really high, so there's a lot of water in the area, they might eat the grass out of someone's backyard if they can reach it. Those are really funny pictures. They might eat leaves off of a tree if they can reach that, but they're going to eat whatever plants they can find.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're learning about manatees with Andrea Herman from the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. Don't forget, we've got a learning guide for this episode. You can find it at childrenshour.org. Just look for manatees. We have lots more coming up, but first, this is Magpie.
As I was snorkeling down in the Keys, I came upon two manatees. I looked at them and they looked right at me as they chewed on their dinner of hydrilla weeds. One came over and said to me, I'll tell you what life is like under the sea. My name is Hugh and I'll show to you just what manatees do. Hugh the manatee, swimming around from key to key. Oh, how I wish that I could be like you, the manatee. You, the manatee, swimming around the West Indies. Oh, how I wish that I could be like you, the manatee. You said I like to come here and feed among the hyacinths and the seaweed. Rooting around in the seagrass beds, flushing out fish so the herons get fed. I like salt water, I also like fresh. I don't mind it cool, but warm is the best. When I get tired, I take a deep breath and go down on the bottom to rest. Hugh the manatee, swimming around from key to key. The manatee, you, the manatee, swimming around the West Indies. Oh, how I wish that I could be like you, the manatee.
Mm-hmm.
manatee swimming around the West Indies. Oh, how I wish that I could be like you, the manatee. It isn't as easy as you might think, 'cause me and my kind, we are almost extinct. A lot of the places we lived are now gone, making it harder to carry on. Just look at these scars on my back, they were made by somebody's powerboat propeller blade. With boats and pollution and trash in my way, it's harder to live every day. You, the manatee, it shouldn't be so hard to be. He's part of you and he's part of me. We're all humanity. You, the manatee, it shouldn't be so hard to be. He's part of you and he's part of me. We're all humanity.
Known as sea cows, they measure up to 13 feet long.
That's 4 meters.
Weigh as much as 1,300 pounds. Manatee have paddle-like flippers. They spend half their days sleeping submerged. The rest of their time is spent grazing for plants.
Manatee are mostly herbivores.
Of the Caribbean Sea, the Gulf of Mexico, the Amazon Basin, and West Africa is where they're most likely to be. All manatee prefer warmer waters. They can die if they get too cold. Their long-term memory is rumored to be highly advanced, and they can live to be up to 60 years old.
To the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization, and we're funded by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultures of New Mexico at nmculture.org.